This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Oh, I hope you had a great weekend. Gang's all here ready to go on this Monday, as we always do. Best and worst of the weekend, your opportunity to be part of the program, whether you email us, you text us, or you decide to call us up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, if you're chatting on Chat Row, or you're listening on any of our nearly 400 radio stations around the country. The Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer, will stop by. And Ross Tucker, our good buddy from CBS and Westwood One, will stop by as well. It's official, Overreaction Monday. And just like every Monday after week one of the NFL slate, plenty of performances to overreact to. The Eagles didn't look great against the Patriots. You have Joe Burrow, 82 passing yards, double-digit loss to the Browns. The Rams, they're not tanking. They pummeled Seattle in Seattle. The Lions, they won their Super Bowl Thursday night beating Kansas City in Kansas City. So every week we do this. Do you remember who had an unbelievable performance last year, week one? He threw for 300 yards and four touchdowns. Carson Wentz. He's not in the NFL anymore.
You're making that one up.
No. He threw for 300 yards against the Jags, four touchdowns. The Bears knocked off the 49ers last year, week one. They ended the season with the number one overall pick. And they might be headed in that direction again. But that would be an overreaction. So just remember, a lot can happen from week one until January. Seton, what's the poll question? We're going to dive into hour one.
Hour one, Dan, we're going to go with who had the worst weekend? Alabama. It's a tough loss. The New York Football Giants. That was a tough loss.
You know, but there was no drama, at least. If you're a Giants fan, you didn't, you weren't on your edge of your seat or biting your nails. Like, yeah, you know, it's pretty much over with in the first quarter. And you're like, all right, let me sit back a little bit here in the rain and watch just how good the Cowboys are. What else?
Your Cincinnati Bengals got spanked.
All righty. They did. The Browns.
Your Cleveland Browns.
The Browns beat the Bengals 24-3. The Browns have three wins by 21 or more points in the last 10 years. All three have come against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. This first hour brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something really awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned Everything doubled. Cash back from trips to Ireland, restaurants in Ireland, all doubled. See terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. What else do you have, Seton?
Well, we're still going to stick with this poll question, Dan.
Okay.
How about these? Now, these two options I'm not sure should be on there. Maybe there's other options, though. The Steelers.
Okay.
Steelers had a rough weekend, but I don't know that there were on. Were there big expectations for them to be good this year? Great this year?
I think there's sneaky expectations. This is where somebody at the end of the year would go, yeah, I told you, keep an eye on the Steelers. I mean, that's a really tough division. Top to bottom might be the best division in football. I expect the Steelers to be a playoff caliber team by the end of the year. Absolutely. Do I think they're a nine win team? Yes. 10 win team? Maybe. But to have the 49ers go in there and do what they did, and the Steelers played well in the preseason. The preseason was important to them. To see them be overwhelmed, overmatched, that was surprising. Yeah. Who else?
The Chicago Bears.
No. I know everybody's all in on Justin Fields and not acknowledging Jordan Love and the overall talent of the Packers. I wasn't surprised at that at all. I mean, maybe that Green Bay made it look easier than maybe what we thought, but I thought Green Bay was, far, far better than the Bears, even the Bears at home. Yes.
And I mean, the Bears were terrible last year.
Yeah.
So in terms of like a rebound year, I get, yeah, that would be cool. But I don't know that there was like big expectations for, there was some hope, maybe some promise with all the money that they had to spend and things like that.
But I think that people were surprised that Green Bay looked as good as they did, that Jordan Love looked comfortable, had 3 touchdown passes.
See, that could be a best of the weekend right there.
Yes.
The Packers and Jordan Love, like, heck yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. This is what happens, though. We do overreact, but what reaction is not an overreaction? If we say, oh, my God, they're really good, or, oh, my gosh, they're not good at all. Like, the Dolphins beating the Chargers, which was my pick last week of my favorite matchup, and it proved to be the best game of the weekend. Tua looked wonderful. Here's the Chargers being the Chargers. You're at home. You know, your last game prior to this, you couldn't stop anybody. You blew a big lead, and here we are again. But give credit to Tua. He played well, and Tyreek Hill is uncoverable. I think in his words, here is, do we have Tyreek talking about his performance yesterday, Marv? We don't have it? Okay. Huh?
We have Mike McDaniel talking about overreacting.
Oh, well, sure. We'll do something that's within the team there.
All fan bases kind of lose their mind week one, and it's totally understandable. But you have all of this buildup, and it's the first game, and you can really go sideways with your emotions when things don't work out your way.
All right.
Yeah.
I still hear a little Napoleon Dynamite when I hear him. People are going to overreact. Gosh, I'll do whatever I feel like.
I mean, we just got to call a play. He's like such an indie rocker. Like, he could have been in At the Drive-In, like when his hair was a little longer in like the 90s or 2000s, he was like just running around in a leather coat and tight pants.
What do you think his favorite band is?
I bet it's in that.
Do you think it's like the Pogues?
I don't know. Maybe. Who doesn't love the Pogues? Well, but
is it Morrissey?
Maybe. It could be. He might be a big Smiths guy.
Yeah. I'm curious who Mike McDaniel, his favorite band is.
Great question. We should have him on sometime and ask him.
I like all genres. I do. All right. So we got our poll question for hour one.
Yeah. Well, I think we're still kind of populating it because then there's some other people or some other maybe teams that I don't know if they might not have had the worst weekend, but it doesn't feel like they had a good weekend. Like, even the Eagles in a win doesn't feel like they had a good weekend, does it?
I thought the Patriots were going to win that game. They're down 16-0, and I'm like, oh, boy, this isn't pretty. So much for the Tom Brady day in New England. And then they came back, and then when you're expecting them to do something, then they didn't. Eagles didn't look very good, even though you got to win in New England. That's all you want to do, just escape. I know we love to give style points, and Philadelphia didn't earn any style points. And Jalen Hurts had a couple of moments where you're going, what are you doing? Joe Burrow, you can't go from being signing a contract, the highest paid player in the game, and you throw for 82 yards. It was a total team effort, or lack of team effort by the Cincinnati Bengals, but the Browns can play defense. And as much as I don't like Deshaun Watson, the person, you can't factor that in when you look at the expectations or the potential for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson has proven he can be a top five quarterback. Nick Chubb is a top five running back. Amari Cooper is a top 10, 15 wide receiver. And the defense with Myles Garrett is really good. I don't know if they have a great head coach, but Jim Schwartz is a great defensive coordinator, great track record, and they shut down the Bengals. You know, this whole trash talking that Ja'Marr Chase referred to the Browns as the Elves because they had that mascot, and all of a sudden Myles Garrett's upset about, you. What do you call us? You called us Elves? And I'm thinking, really? I mean, that's how you're going to get fired up? Opening week against the Bengals, a Super Bowl caliber team? Yeah, all right. Wait, what'd you call us? The Elves? Yeah, now I'm fired up. I don't know what they're going to use to get fired up the rest of the season, but boy, don't make fun of the Cleveland Browns calling them the Elves. Yes, Paulie.
I don't know if the Buccaneers had a great weekend. If you're a Buccaneers fan, you're thinking, hey, man, we're probably playing for Caleb Williams in the draft this year. We're battling Arizona. Mm. And you stole a win from Minnesota at Minnesota, which Minnesota gave away.
And the Rams in Seattle, that shocked me. You don't have Cooper Kupp, and you go up there, Matthew Stafford apparently on the same page with his younger teammates, and they were able to come up with a very, very surprising win. Yes, Paul?
Who in the room before today, including me, has heard of a gentleman named Puka Nacua? Puka Nacua.
Sounds like BYU.
Very good. Very Polynesian of you. Yeah, BYU. Puka Nacua is filling
classic
in.
Classic BYU.
Yes. My man, Puka Nacua, is filling in for Cooper Kupp. He had 15 targets. He's a rookie. He's a fifth-round draft pick for the L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
10 catches, 119 yards. Third guy in history to have a debut with 10 or more catches.
Yeah, it was impressive.
How about that?
I do have updated Super Bowl odds, courtesy of DraftKings, in case anybody wants to guess. And you know what I was looking at? The number of teams that didn't make the playoffs last year, but they won this weekend. Eight teams that didn't make the playoffs last year won this past weekend, and nine teams won road games. Always impressive. Only... two other seasons have featured 10 or more teams winning on the road in week one. And you have the game tonight where the Buffalo Bills are favored by 2.5 against the Jets. Over under 46.5. I thought it might be a little more than that, but 46.5. Here's the odds to win the Super Bowl, according to DraftKings. Anybody want to guess? Marvin, I'll start with you. The odds to win the Super Bowl. These are updated odds after yesterday and last night.
49ers.
Yes.
Chiefs?
No, they're third.
Bills?
They're fourth.
Eagles?
They're second.
Bengals?
Cowboys. Cowboys. So the Niners followed by the Eagles, then the Chiefs, then the Bills. So two NFC, two AFC, and then the Dallas Cowboys. All right.
How could so many NFC teams, this is going to sound really stupid to me, but I don't care. How can so many NFC teams have the best odds to be in the Super Bowl? Like, shouldn't they in some way cancel each other out?
Well, the AFC would cancel each other out because there's so many good teams in the AFC. I would think it would be harder for them where how many teams can win the NFC title this year? Niners, Eagles, Cowboys.
Anybody? Isn't it the top three that you just mentioned?
Niners, Eagles, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like, see, to me, that should cancel each other out. Like, they can't both have the best odds to be there.
Right, you think it'd alternate.
Right, like it should be like the NFC and the AFC. That should automatically be 1-2 because an AFC team has to be there, yeah. Technically.
Yeah.
I checked. They have to have an AFC team.
I think they have to have an AFC team.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Are you sure? Thank you, John. Oh, Todd's back.
How's it going?
Hey, good to see you again. Are you healthy?
I am.
How about a round of applause for Fritzy?
Thoughts and prayers.
We had some of our best shows last week with Todd out. But, let's try to rally, okay?
Good food Friday from Traeger Grill.
Great food. I have leftovers out there. Chad from Traeger, I said, you know, leave some scraps for Fritzy. So we have some food out there
for him. That was a lot of stuff you guys were chowing down on.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. College football, we'll talk about that. Texas with a big win against Alabama, dominating in the fourth quarter. Colorado continues. We wanted Colorado to continue to win. We wanted Oregon to continue to win, USC to continue to win. So when Oregon plays Colorado, after Colorado plays Colorado State, we want to make sure we have that kind of showdown. And then USC, that showdown as well. Miami over A&M, some of the big moments with college football. We'll take a break. Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, will stop by. Ross Tucker, our good buddy, a little bit later on as well. And Ross Tucker getting roughed up on social media because he referred to Taysom Hill of the Saints as a Jim Thorpe type of player. We'll play that for you, and you can decide. I know what Ross meant to say. I understand why he's getting roughed up on social media. We'll take a break. Just getting started. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings is ready. We got the game tonight, and then week two. The NFL is here. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving you a can't-miss offer. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL game. Everybody gets hooked up. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day. In September, you can check out what they have. Download the app now. Use the code Patrick to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly, just betting $5. The code is Patrick, only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle's all electric, the feeling all Mercedes, the choice all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. You know, sometimes when you're sitting in the chair getting your hair cut, and you're just talking to the person cutting your hair, and they're telling stories, and you're telling stories, and then they keep cutting your hair, and then they keep cutting your hair, and then next thing you know, you're like, oh, no, that's not a good look. They cut a lot. And then she goes, do you like it? And I go, yeah, yeah. Did I go too short? Maybe, a little bit. Yeah, Paul.
I think it looks fresh. I was going to compliment you today. It's a tight, nice, tight cut.
Yeah.
You want to look fresh for the season. All business.
Yes, Mark.
More importantly, what does your wife think?
She loved it.
I'll see.
Yeah. But it's not about her. It's about my audience, you know. I don't want you to tune in and go, oh, all right, is he channeling Kevin Costner here with that haircut? I wish. Yes, Mark.
You think Buddha in San Francisco is going to approve?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. Is Albert Breer set to join us?
Should be in a couple minutes.
All right. Buddha in San Francisco joins us. Good morning, Buddha. What's on your mind?
Good morning, boys. Dan, I think you look great. You look nice and tight. And I just want to say it's me and Marvin season. Gold-blooded. We looked strong yesterday in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And best and worst of the weekend, Dan. The best was Djokovic's nod to the late and great Kobe Bryant. You know, I'm a Kobe disciple, Dan, and that was an amazing nod. I thought that was really cool. And the worst of the weekend, Dan, was seeing Villain Brooks trending on the Twitter, and I click on it, and I see that him and the Canadians took us out of the medal contention. That was kind of annoying, but it is what it is. So I'm sure that he's feeling pretty good about himself now. So you guys have a great week, boys.
Thank you, Buddha. This sets up nicely for the Olympics because now we gotta get our pride back. We gotta win that gold medal. We're sending in everybody. Yeah, Paulie.
You know what's funny? If this were like July 20th, USA basketball losing would be one of the lead stories. But when you lose on a big college football, pro football weekend, whoop.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wait, what are they playing? Where are they playing? Who are they playing? I don't know if anybody cares. By the way, Ross Tucker was doing the Saints game yesterday. And Ross really, really, really likes Taysom Hill.
Interesting to see the empty set here.
A stack on the top. Hill keeps it himself. The powerful runner, Taysom Hill, out of BYU in his seventh year now with New Orleans.
I'm not kidding when I tell you I think he's one of the best football players ever in Taysom Hill. Wow. Now, I know he's not a Hall of Famer or any of that. This guy can play quarterback, running back, tight end. He makes tackles on special teams. This guy's like Jim Thorpe. I mean, can you name any other guy that's ever done all the things that Taysom Hill did? He's like the perfect football player.
Okay. Some words there by the Princeton grad that he'd like to have back. You can't say he's one of the best players of all time because he's a guy who really is not good enough to be able to play any of these positions full time, it feels like. Yes, tight end and running back and fullback and wide receiver and quarterback. He's able to do all of those things. It's like Gordy Lockbaum played at Holy Cross. He played offense and defense. He was up for the Heisman, and everybody was like, he's one of the best players in America. He's one of the more versatile players, and there's a difference, but you can't say one of the best players of all time. But Ross Tucker will defend himself coming up in an hour from now. Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, never has to defend himself. He's always right, and he joins us right now. Albert, thanks for joining us. Let me start with the poll question, Seton. Cough that up for Albert.
Yeah, Dan, who had the worst weekend? We have Alabama, we have the Giants, and we have the Bengals.
Out of those three.
And USA basketball. Okay. Threw them in
there. Well, I was going to ask who we lost to.
We lost to Canada and Germany.
We lost to Canada in basketball?
I think of the bronze medal game.
Too. Yeah, and bronze. No, Canada's has a really talented team. There's a lot of guys in the NBA who are from Canada that you might not realize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we like? But we sent over like our C team or something.
Albert, stay in your lane here. Okay. Okay. Right. Stay in your lane.
I would say that the one that would to me of like the three I think you mentioned, the Giants, the Bengals, and Alabama. I think the Giants is the toughest loss, just because I think the Bengals is easy to couch it where it's at. Like all right, this is a result in some ways of a really sloppy track in Cleveland, bad conditions, Joe Burrow not having a lot of practice time or work with his receivers. The Bengals are going to work it out. Alabama's probably going to work it out too, right? Like now, are they going to be back in the national title game? Maybe, maybe not, but their season's not down the drain. The Giants, you got to ask a lot of questions about, you know, what happened there. And, you know, obviously they had a great year last year, but a lot of things went right for them last year, and it was almost like the bill came due on that all at once. I mean, it was almost like I had to re-remember looking at the box score. The Cowboys' first touchdown was their 26th point of the game. Their first offensive touchdown was their 26th point of the game, which is wild to think about. Yeah, I mean, I think the Giants are probably the team of those three that's doing the most soul-searching, I would say, which puts you in the position to answer that question.
Yeah, we tend to look at the negative, like that team got blown out, the Bengals got blown out, the Giants got blown out, and we don't focus on the team that, you know, did the blowing out. Mm-hmm. Dallas, how much credit do you give them without overreacting to them? How much credit do you give the Cleveland Browns without overreacting to it?
Yeah, I think Cleveland's interesting because of the new coordinator. And I think this is maybe one of those storylines that we didn't talk about, a lot about, you know, back when Jim Schwartz was hired in January, February, whatever it was, but might wind up really impacting the NFL season, because I think they have horses on that side of the ball. You know, obviously Myles Garrett's one of the best players in the sport. Their secondary played incredible yesterday, and they've got players back there, like, you know, a couple of first round picks and Denzel Ward and Greg Newsome. And I think we believe their offense can be pretty good. You know, like if Deshaun Watson gets back close to what he was a few years ago, their offensive line's really good. They had a bad injury yesterday in losing Conklin, but they've got a young kid in Dewan Jones they like in that spot. Nick Chubb's been one of the best backs in football. If that defense comes around, now all of a sudden they're pretty complete, you know? And Jim Schwartz is a guy who 20 years ago was the boy wonder defensive coordinator of the Titans, was the defensive coordinator more recently of a Super Bowl champion Eagles team. Like, he's a really sharp coach. And, you know, we all talked a lot about Vic Fangio getting hired in Miami, and rightfully so. Like, Vic made an impact yesterday in getting Jalen Phillips free to get the sack to close the Chargers out. Jim Schwartz is pretty damn accomplished too. So that's sort of what I take out of that one, is like, if you're looking at the Browns and you want to say maybe the arrow's pointing up here, it's that they have been pretty competitive over Kevin Stefanski's first 3 years, and they've done it without being very good on defense. And so if Jim Schwartz can get a really good group of players playing to the level they should be playing at, maybe the Browns are more of a threat in what could be the strongest division in football than we thought.
More surprising that the L.A. Rams go to Seattle and win, or the Chargers at home against the Dolphins and they lose.
Can I debunk the dumbest storyline of the offseason right here?
I love a good debunking. Absolutely.
The idiots who thought that the Rams were tanking for Caleb Williams, I hope they watched every single minute of this. Because with that coach and that quarterback, if you thought the Rams were tanking, if you thought Sean McVay came back to throw a season to get Caleb Williams, you have no clue who or what you're looking at. Is what the Rams did sustainable? I don't know. You know, like they're carrying 19 rookies on their 53-man roster. They're carrying $75 million in dead money. The depth thing's probably going to catch up with them eventually, right? Like, but you know, I think one thing we've seen over the last, you know, 5 years is 6 years now, is that Sean McVay's teams are going to be a bitch to deal with on a week-in, week-out basis. And you're going to be dealing with a lot schematically on offense. They're going to be aggressive on defense. The schemes are always going to be top-notch. And you're going to get really good quarterback play. And I can tell you, talking to Matthew Stafford over the summer, like, he was as happy and upbeat as I've seen him in a while because he's healthy again. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think the Rams are going to be a tough out on a week-to-week basis. Again, like, they've got some roster issues they're going to have to work through. But this idea that they were throwing the season was so freaking stupid from the start. And I think McVay, at the very least, has them competing at 500 through the end of the year. And maybe we're looking at the end of the year and they've got a bunch of young players who are on the way up. And they've got now a first-round pick for the first time in almost a decade and a clean cap going into 2024. The Chargers, I don't know, man. Like, I just – they just – it's I try not to be surprised anymore. I guess it's the best way to answer that question, you know, because they do have talent and they do have potential. And I thought Kellen Moore was going to make a difference. And I think Justin Herbert looked pretty good on balance. It's just like for the last 15 years, doesn't matter who the coach is, doesn't matter who the quarterback is. They've like perpetually been next year's team, you know, and I don't know what it is, but you always get to these moments and it's like, all right, here's where they get over the hump. And for one reason or another, they just haven't been able to do it. And so, look, like I still think it's a playoff caliber team. The Dolphins are really talented and explosive on offense and they add Fangio on defense. But I think it's hard not to look at the Chargers and think, is this what we've been looking at over the last 15 years? And maybe that's not fair to Brandon Staley and Justin Herbert because they've only been there for a few of those 15 years. But it's just a weird thing. It just feels like the same story again.
He's the Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer, joining us on the program. The Eagles were disappointing to me. They started out 16-0, and then you let the Patriots come back. Patriots could have won that game. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel about the Patriots in a loss or how you feel about the Eagles in a win.
Yeah, I think I would agree the Eagles were a little disappointing. You know, I think that this is, you know, what all coaches will tell you is week one is, you know, often an anomaly. And it's really hard to take much from week one because there's so many unscouted looks across the league and there's so much the coaches are doing and there's so much of a guessing game going on. And like the one thing I sort of think with the Eagles out coming out of yesterday, they had such a good mix on their coaching staff the last 2 years with Nick Sirianni's group. And I remember hearing all these stories about like how they were all, you know, they're all the same age and they all have kids the same age and they all work at the same pace. And there was even this great story. And I don't know if, you know, you read this, but I wrote this after the last regular season game for them last year. So Nick Sirianni comes from like a long line of high school football coaches. And you know how high school football coaches will go and, you know, have beers on Friday nights after the game in someone's backyard, right? Nick Sirianni actually did that with his coaching staff last year after the regular season because it was like, well, I never got the chance to do this. We can't do that in the NFL. So now we have the bye, so we're going to go and do it now. It's just sort of indicative of the mix they had there. And so you do wonder, like, they lost both their coordinators. And I'm not saying Brian Johnson and Sean Desai aren't going to be good offensive and defensive coordinators. They're really smart young coaches. But the mix was changed a little bit. You know, so you wonder if in week one they're still working through some of that. And that's the question I would have. I felt like coming in, the Patriots would have a chance to have a top five defense. I think you saw that. Really encouraging what you saw from their first round pick and Christian Gonzalez. And that the plan for them was to lean on their defense and their run game and shorten games. And, you know, Bill Belichick maybe dusting off the Super Bowl 25 game plan, you know, and like how to run the team this year. I'd be really encouraged what I saw from them playing from behind. It looks like Bill O'Brien made a difference. They were creative. They played with pace early in the game. They flattened out a little bit, then they adjusted, which I think was a good sign versus where they were a year ago. And Mac Jones played really well, you know? So I think you have an established formula in what they're going to be in New England, which I think would get them to the middle of the AFC, leaning on their run game and defense. And then yesterday you got a chance to see them play from behind and lean on their quarterback. And I think you saw some good things in that vein too.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you, Albert.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer. He is the Monday morning quarterback. Oh, look who called in to take a victory lap. Shay and Irving. How about them Cowboys? Hey, Shay.
How about them? utter domination, Danny. Utter domination.
Yeah.
Balanced offensive game plan. I'll blame it on the rain. But if this is the future of the fat man, he's taking first place, beating out Santa Claus as far as large men that have something to do with my life.
Any issues? Any issues with
the Cowboys? Oh, I got big issues, Danny. I got huge issues.
No, no, the Cowboys, not you, the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, well, I think Dak, I'll blame it on the rain, but I wasn't real impressed with Dak, but he looked better than Danny Dimes. But I'm just taking this weekend in stride, Danny. It was way too good. Bad things are coming to me. I have no other choice but to admit it. The Cowboys dominated. Longhorns beat Bama at Bama. I won money. The roommate made chicken scarpiello last night. Things are going way too good for me. Something bad is coming back. I might get fired today, Danny.
If you haven't been fired already, you're not getting fired.
Well, they clearly don't listen to this show or the podcast, I'll tell you that.
I know. Well, you won't let us, you know, mention who you really are and show your face because you're worried that, you know, you might scare off clients in your business or get fired.
Absolutely. Both things will happen the same day.
How did you do on the gambling podcast?
4-3, Danny. Won money.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
All right.
I don't know what's going on. I'm in a good mood, Danny.
I have not heard you this excited, considering that your roommate made you stop drinking and
That's changing today. We're taking a victory lap today, Danny. You can find me. You'll find me at 11:30 at my favorite establishment if you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Cowboys Jets coming up next weekend.
That's the scary part. We got Aaron Rodgers owns us at AT&T. He owns the Cowboys. I am petrified of that game. Damn right.
Great to talk to you, and have a great day, Shay.
Whatever, Danny.
All right. Shay and Irving, part of the Gambling Podcast with Dylan the Graphics Guy and Bad Larry. Last week, Dylan had a in-game three-leg parlay. He lost all three legs. And this week, he's on the verge of losing a three-team parlay. So you can bet against Dylan and probably make some money this year. Yeah, Paul?
I was watching the second half of that Giants game last night. It's not even in the vicinity of close. You know, that's not a competitive game. Mm-hmm. What are you doing there if you're a Giants fan, 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, getting pounded with rain? I know you can't get any more soaked, but why stay? There's probably 20,000 people sitting there at the final buzzer. Marvin, you saw it. There was a lot of people left.
Yeah, Marvin was working that game last night.
Yeah, but there was a lot of Cowboys fans.
Oh,
it was.
They travel.
Oh,
they
it was travel. One of those things where, and I was behind the Cowboys sidelines. People were looking for me. I was like, guys, you will not see me. I'm way behind all these large men. And so Cowboys fans, they're everywhere. And so one of the guys said they really never have a true road game where it's, man, this place is boo, boo. No. When they came out, oh yeah, and like that whole bottom, you know, when people start to leave, that whole bottom bowl.
Yeah,
let's go Cowboys! And I said, man, this is the worst thing that could possibly happen. God. I mean, and they were. Oh, Stephon Diggs said hello. By the way,
oh, he did.
He did. Saw him last night. So
how did that happen? I mean,
he was at the game.
Oh,
well, he's playing at MetLife tonight.
Yeah, but he saw you.
Yeah, so I'm on the sidelines to see it. So he's right behind me.
Yeah, so he's watching his brother play.
Yeah, and so I'm like, hey, what's up? And so he does, like, he gives me the, I know you, I just don't know from where.
Okay.
He goes, hey, what's up, man? Yada, 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 you know, dab him up. I was like, hey, I'm going to see DP tomorrow. I said Dan Patrick.
Okay.
And so, and okay. So he said, oh, man, tell him I said hello.
Okay.
All right, Tim Kalishaw said hello also.
Tim Kalishaw just walked his daughter down the aisle over the weekend, I think.
Something you can't do.
Well, no, I can do it. I just can't do it with composure.
Oh.
it looked like Tim had his act together.
You look good.
Yeah. I was impressed. I got to call him and say, how did you do it? Like, you walked down, you didn't get emotional or anything like that. I am fascinated by dads when they have to walk their daughter down the aisle and the toast that they have to give at the reception. Those are the only things I care about. Like, how did you do it? And they look at me like I'm crazy. Like, you speak for a living. I go, yeah, but yeah, not well. Not well when it has to do with, you know, personal things, my family. All right, let me take a break. We have our best and worst of the weekend. More phone calls coming up. Up next is our play of the day, Wolf and Shepherd. When you're looking for shoes, ask for Wolf and Shepherd. Why? Well, because I'm telling you how great they are. Rob Gronkowski wears them. Steve Nash, Maria Sharapova, our fellow broadcaster Aaron Andrews joined the team as well. It all started with the crossover. That's a classic dress shoe, but it's an athletic shoe as well, hence the name, the crossover. They didn't stop there. The all-new Cruise Line, cutting-edge, casual styles, made to be worn every day with the comfort that you can actually do it. Sometimes you put on a dress shoe and you go, oh, I can't wait to get these dress shoes off. Not the case with Wolf and Shepherd. Designed in L.A., crafted from premium Italian leather in Portugal, but they look great. And they feel great as well. Never sacrifice style for comfort again with Wolf and Shepherd. Dive into the future of footwear and discover what shoes were always meant to be. Wolf and Shepherd, SHEPHERD.com. WolfandShepherd.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
They have a third and goal at the five-yard line. Going in. Flips it to the corner, and it's caught! Tyreek Hill, touchdown!
Who else can you beat in a game? My gosh. Tyreek Hill, again. What a throw. What a throw by Tua.
Tua, 466 yards, the fourth most in an NFL season opener, and the most since Tom Brady threw for over 500 yards against the Dolphins in 2011. That's courtesy of the Dolphins Radio Network. Tyreek Hill, unstoppable, uncoverable, had 15 targets. Play of the day brought to you by Legacy Box, the simple and safe solution for digitizing all of your family's precious memories. And by going to legacybox.com/Patrick, enjoy 40% off when you get started with legacybox.com/Patrick. All right. Oh, that didn't take long. Shams just came out with sources telling LeBron wants to represent Team USA at the 2024 Paris Olympics and is spearheading a group of future Hall of Famers, including Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. They are prepared to commit because we have to win back our pride. We lost to Canada and we lost to Germany, and we're going to win that gold medal back. At least we hope. Wouldn't it be bad if you got all those guys together and you lost? You go back to 1992, the Dream Team. The Dream Team is the reason why you have these superstars around the world. You know, the 88 team lost. 92 came in and were like, no, we don't lose gold medals, not in basketball. Well, the 1992 team is the reason why you have so many great players and some very, very good teams around the world. Couple of phone calls in here. By the way, Joe Burrow says, don't worry about it. They got embarrassed against Cleveland, and Joe is not going to overreact.
Nobody's panicking in here, guys. It's week one doesn't define anybody's season. Obviously, not very good out there, but anybody that watched saw that. But we've been in this spot before. We've come back stronger and had great years, so that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Nothing to see. No big deal. But you have the Ravens coming up this weekend in Cincinnati. Two divisional games. And that's a tough division to win. Top to bottom, as Albert Breer just said, might be the most competitive division we have in football. A couple more phone calls in here. Gus in L.A. Good morning, Gus. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope all is well. Hope you boys had a great weekend. I'm going to start off with the worst of the weekend. My Pittsburgh Steelers, not sure what in God's name the hell that was, but if this is what I'm going to come to expect from Kenny Pickett, Caleb Williams, come on down. Yes, that's an overreaction. Best of the weekend, two best, the main one of the weekend. I mean, the storylines that were unbelievably great this weekend. You got Jordan Love. Nobody cared about Jordan Love. It was the Justin Fields show. Everybody was excited for Justin Fields, and Jordan Love walked in there. You know, Tyler mentioned to me that he said that somebody said that there's an ownership that has now been transferred from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love of the Chicago Bears. You've got the Rams going on the road winning, all sorts of great stories and everything. Who cares if the Cowboys won? I don't care about that. But everything else going great, and then Djokovic representing and showing love to Kobe Bryant was the best end of the weekend for me. You boys have a great week.
All right. Thank you, Gus. Packed a lot in there. Yeah, I'm watching the Rams game, and I'm going, hey, I got this score right? And the Rams were a better team. I was really surprised at that result. I was surprised, not shocked, that Tampa Bay won in Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota is anywhere near a 13-win team. But, you know, when you beat yourself, and Tampa did just enough and pulled off the surprise there. Chris in California. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, bud.
I want to give a shout-out to the Lateral Podcast 3 on YouTube for the boys. Worst of the weekend, Giants losing, getting wiped. It's getting beat down on Sunday night.
Are you okay today, Chris?
I'm good, Danny. I'm good.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you're trying to sound like Shea and Irving.
No. Raiders beat the Donkeys. And Frisky can suck it.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
All right.
I don't know how I would feel if I'm a Broncos fan when Sean Payton opens the game with an onside kick. Now, he did this when they won the Super Bowl in New Orleans in the second half, and we're like, whoa, okay. But the onside kick is a whole lot different and tougher to pull off now. I don't know if it signified, man, we have to do everything possible because I don't know if we're a very good team. Or I am so cocky, I'm going to do this to open up my season with the Broncos. Todd, how did you feel about your Broncos?
seemed like more of what I saw last year, losing these very close games. I did not like the onside kick. I thought Russell Wilson definitely looked a lot better at times than he did last year, rolling out and out of the pocket, not just standing there waiting to be sacked. But ultimately, it's just another loss, another division loss. They've lost to the Raiders like 6 times in a row. They've lost to the Chiefs like 15 times in a row. And it's just a bad look. I don't know why he did that. I don't think it was an arrogant thing of Sean Payton. I think it was a, things are going to be different around here. And it's going to start from the opening kickoff. We're going to do things very different than the conservative approach of last season.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yes, Paul.
I'm a Broncos fan. Last year at this time, they couldn't get out of the huddle. They couldn't get the ball snapped. That was like a win.
There's always a holding call, yes. A false start, something like that. Ross Tucker, our good buddy, will join us. More phone calls as well on this Monday, back after this. One more item. We close out hour one. We have memories. You want to make sure you keep those memories. Sometimes it gets a little foggy when you're trying to recall those memories in your head. You're like, look, what year was that? With Legacy Box, nothing's foggy. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. And what you're going to do is send in all your photos, your VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures, and they will be professionally digitized. And they do that here in the United States. You get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive with all your originals. And Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media. So it could be a VHS tape or an 8mm film reel, photo negatives. They got you covered. They've been doing this for 10 years, the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families. So wedding days, childhood Christmases, baby's first steps. Don't miss them. Don't lose them. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Go right now. Save 40%. Buy today. Send in when you're ready. LegacyBox.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.